The following is a KOZE podcast broadcast. The Snake River Gazette with Keith Warnock.
This is the show that brings the rich history of the place we call home to life. Thanks to the Dream Team at Rick Woods Insurance, for nearly a century and a half, the Woods Insurance family has been doing business with one company, Farmers Insurance. Rick Woods Insurance on 21st Street, at rickwoodsinsurance.com, and on Facebook. We aren't quite the nation of entrepreneurs we used to be. The post-war economic boom ended with the recession in the mid-70s, and the number of small businesses has steadily declined since. But today, we stroll back a few decades to when local business was the cornerstone of our fair cities and the country. We'll revisit some of the iconic brands and products that emerged in post-war to fight for our hard-earned dollar. And we'll take a Sunday drive right through the old local business district and pay a visit to some old friends. A few of these businesses still thrive as we speak. But just for today, they're all open for business.
The Snake River Gazette with your host, Keith Warnock.
Times were pretty good for the three decades after World War II, with low unemployment and sustained growth. Everyone pressed to get a piece of our pocketbooks as the advancement of technology continued to soar and mass marketing swept the country. In the 40s, we were still filled with a keen sense of patriotism.
Now, a special musical message from Gene Autry.
The tall man with the high hat and the whiskers on his chin will soon be knocking at your door, and you ought to be in. Here comes the freedom man. Can't make tomorrow's plan, not unless you buy a share of freedom today.
As the growth ended, some small manufacturers and businesses found ways to adjust. Others weren't able to survive. But for now, back we go to a time which, in many ways, we just as soon never forget. It's going to be a fun ride, and it's coming up next.
The Snake River Gazette with your host, Keith Warnock, on AM 950 KOZE.
By the 50s, we Americans were settling into a more carefree life of stability, new modern conveniences, and lifestyle upgrades.
Oh, Bab, they put real Borax in you. It's the new kind of clean you want to get close to. Oh, Bab, I'm glad they put real Borax in you.
We are the men of Texaco. We wear the Texaco star. You can trust your car to the man who wears the star. The big, bright Texaco star.
They'll know you've arrived when you drive up in the 1958 Edsel, the car that's truly new from nameplate to taillights. So see your Edsel dealer.
By the 60s, our evolving culture was captured more than ever through national advertising.
Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed.
What do you want when you gotta eat something?
And it's gotta be sweet, and it's gotta be a lot, and you gotta have it now.
Candy-coated popcorn, peanuts, and a fries. That's what you get in Cracker Jack.
Imperial. Only our taste deserves the crown.
From the land of sky blue water, from the land of pines, lofty balsams, comes a beer refreshing, hands a beer refreshing.
By the 70s, we saw mass marketing like we'd never seen it before.
Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
Tap, tap, cola, what a beautiful drink. Tap, tap, cola, for beautiful people. Tap, tap, cola, it's beautiful to be so good and sugar-free. Tap.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
Hawaiian punch is made with seven kinds of fruit.
Or a one-of-a-kind fruit taste.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef?
New Kellogg's Apple Jacks. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away.
Men, nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated shave. Take it off. Take it all off.
And whatever happened to all the hometown grocers? They're still open, We'll pop in on a few next.
The Snake River Gazette with Keith Warnock. The KOZE podcast broadcast.
The Lewis-Clark Valley really has a good selection of hometown grocery stores during this post-war boom. It's 1910, and here's Temple Grocery, owned by Charles W. Downs on Lewiston's Main Street. Now it's 1934. Lewiston Grocery at 706 Main Street is advertising small heads of lettuce, 2 for 11 cents, and fresh green onions, 2 bunches for a nickel. It will close in 1951. Owner Kit Campbell, who also owns 2 stores in Richland, will move the store contents and his Lewiston employees to Richland. Now it's Sunday, May 3rd, 1936. And in their newspaper ad, 7th Street Grocery at 619 Bridge Street in Clarkston says, 1936 is leap year. But every year is leap year at 7th Street Grocery. Housewives who are shrewd purchasers have found the 7th Street Grocery such an excellent place to trade that our business has grown by leaps and bounds every year. It's 1941 and Econoway Market is advertising heavily. Now to October 22nd, 1955. The YB, advertising their address is across from St. Joseph's Hospital, has fresh pan ready fryers, $1.09 each. A 2-pound package of Armor thick sliced bacon, $1.09. And fresh ground round, you guessed it, 2 pounds for $1.09. They even offer free delivery at 10 and 3. And of course, don't forget your green stamps. Jack Cox has just opened Cox's Food Center at 605 Thane Road. It's 1958. Later, it will be operated as Randall's Food Center, then Country Market, then Liquidation World. It's 1960 now, and the drive-in fountain and grocery at 915 8th Street has gay canopied sandboxes, $7.88, and night crawlers, 35 cents a dozen. It's 1970 now, and M&K Food Store at 1634 Main, which has been open since 1946, has brisket of corned beef for 49 cents a pound. It will later become Jameson's Discount Foods and will close in July 1972. And now in 1972, we're at A&B Foods at 456 Thane Road. It was just purchased by 2 Hood River, Oregon men, one a native of Lewiston, and it's now called A&B's IGA Foodliner. Hard to believe that both this one on Thane Road and another on 8th Street will still be open by the year 2019. By the way, the A&B stand for Archie and Bob. After the repeal of Prohibition, North Lewiston is now dotted with many beer and liquor establishments. The Paradise, Curly's, The Arbor, and the Dreamland. In fact, Lewiston Police Chief Eugene Gasser owns the Cave Inn. And some of the old iconic Lewiston businesses like John's Electric, which opened at 3rd and Main in 1945. Still in business and thriving today, Herb Hardware was founded in 1911 by R.S. Herb. Cash Hardware had been operating there since 1897 or so, and as the story goes, a mistake in an order for horseshoe nails started Herb Hardware Company's wholesale business. R.S. Herb ordered X amount of 5-pound cartons of horseshoe nails and instead received that same X amount in 100-pound cases. That started the wholesale business because Herb had to get out and sell horseshoe nails to everyone in the country that he could. Han Supply's convenient location at 2101 Main Street allowed for easy road access for unloading materials, but also easy access to the occasional runaway truck. In fact, in 1975, a circus truck coming down the 21st Street grade lost control, hit 3 cars and a Coca-Cola truck before finally coming to a stop in the Han Supply yard. The driver of the Coca-Cola truck was killed, and no one at Han's was injured. In 1991, the circus came again, and again. A circus truck lost its brakes coming down 21st Street, plowed through Locomotive Park, and into the Han showroom. And talk about standing the test of time, 127 and still kicking. Next.
This is the Snake River Gazette with your host, Keith Warnock.
And thanks to the Dream Team at Rick Woods Insurance for serving up the Snake River Gazette each and every week. A 4-generation family tradition, the Woods family and Farmers Insurance. Rick Woods Insurance on 21st Street at rickwoodsinsurance.com and on Facebook. You want longevity? The Lewiston Tribune. In 1892, the first edition was published at Grosstein Hall, the town opera house, on the first floor at 2nd and Montgomery, now Main Street. Today, it's the campus and parking lot of AIA Insurance corporate headquarters. The Tribune, founded by brothers Albert H. and Eugene Alford, started during homesteading of the Nez Perce Indian land and the start of railway service at Lewiston. In 1893, it was still a struggling weekly, and it moved again. in 1895 to home number 3. Twice Weekly publication began in 1895 as a gun boomed on the Nez Perce Indian Reservation and thousands of settlers swarmed to the land to claim 500,000 acres ceded to the federal government. In 1898 to home number 4, the second floor of Cash Hardware at 5th and D. Then the Spanish-American War broke out, as Lewiston's Company B of the Idaho Volunteer Infantry was assembling for service in the Philippine Insurrection Campaign. Reader interest prompted the Trib's move to daily publication, and the Trib began receiving the AP press reports by Morse code. In 1902, they constructed their own building, built by Lewiston contractor Harry Majvik at 213 4th Street, today a parking lot for Bollinger Plaza, which would be home for 59 years. Not only did a fire on December 13, 1909 badly damage the Tribune, but it almost put the paper out of business. Publication was suspended for 1 week, the only interruption in its first 100 years of publication. The earliest copies of the Tribune were destroyed in that fire. The Lewiston Teller, the weekly that was the competition to the Tribune when it was started in 1892 and preceded by six other unsuccessful newspapers, ceased publication. A paper founded in 1912 and later given the name of Lewiston Banner merged in 1932 with the Cul-de-Sac Enterprise. It was discontinued in 1937. In 1959, the Lewiston Tribune purchased the former Gray Webb Buick Company garage at 5th and C, built in 48 and occupied till 57. Adjoining lots were purchased, with one side being a shrine of worship for many years for residents of the Chinese community. It was torn down and traded for property and a house. More property was purchased from Hahn Plumbing and Heating Supply, and in 1960, the move to 505 C Street. And we can't forget Lee Morris Company, which dates back to 1916 and is no longer open. And of course, from Lee Morris, we remember John and Sally Desimone and Elizabeth Kidwell. Boyer's Clarkston Furniture was owned by Bob and Maxie Boyer. It got its start in 1954 and has since closed. And don't forget Kluss Appliance. Ralph Kluss worked for the Lewiston Motor Company, Delisle Motors, Largent's Appliance Store, and Montgomery Ward before opening Kluss Appliance in Lewiston in 1962. Up next, Cruising the Car Lot.
The Snake River Gazette with Keith Warnock. The KOZE podcast broadcast.
Friends, winter weather's coming fast, and if you want your car to last, you better hurry and be wise. But now's the time to winterize.
Right, Johnny Plugcheck. It's time for a change of oil and grease, antifreeze.
And check those important spark plugs, too.
At your nearest Autolite spark plug dealers. And remember, from bumper to taillight, you're always right with Autolite.
Did you ever stop to think that if you're driving at today's top speed of 35 miles an hour and a blowout swerves your car into an oncoming truck, which travels at the same speed, the resulting crash has a force of 70 miles an hour? Now, that's enough to double you right over the steering wheel and push the engine through the dash. Yet there is actually no need for a blowout to throw your car out of control, not if the car is equipped with Goodyear lifeguards. Never once has a lifeguard been reported to fail. Never once. Think it over. Equip your car with lifeguards, which are now ration-free. For remember, when your tire blows out, the Goodyear lifeguard never lets you down.
Now, let's take a cruise through the old local automotive boulevards. Hey, there's Snyder Motor Supply in the 20s. Let's see what's on the radio.
Tom and Abner will be with us in just a moment. But first, a short message from the Ford dealers of America.
Don't be standing on the corner watching all the Fords, watching all the Fords. Be the guy who's going by.
Yeah, there's Sea Herald St. John, Inc. They're selling the Ford V8, the outstanding value for 1935, it says, in Lewiston. Their phone number? You can call them at 97.
A great advance in car value at no advance in price. In fact, four new Plymouth models actually cost less than last year.
Yeah, there's Clyde Richards. He's got the Richards Motor Company on Main Street, selling Chrysler in Plymouth. His June 1936 ad says, for 1936, drive a big car at close to small car cost with Chrysler starting at $760.
Tomorrow morning, the all-star lineup of new Buicks goes on display at your Buick dealers. And believe you me, they're the smartest, smoothest riding Buicks you've ever seen, with new surprise features you thought years away. So don't miss the fun. Bring the whole family to see the advanced new Roadmasters, the exciting new Supers, and the brilliant new Specials that combine big car luxury with economy price.
Yep, into the 40s, there's Kaufman Buick. In 1947, I see McMonagall's Pomeroy dealership advertising in the paper for the new 47 Chevy sedan. In the 50s now, there's Evergreen Garage selling Hudsons at 2nd and D and at 129 9th. Solberg Curry with Oldsmobiles. And it's 1955. Kaiser and Frazier Automobiles are being sold at Hayward & Sons at 102 Main. And Lorenz Motors has a well-used 1941 half-ton four-speed pickup for sale. And Ford and Merck dealer Adams Auto Sales across from the post office has a used 52 DeSoto Fire Dome V8 four-door for $14.95. And over at 119 6th Street, McMonagle Chevrolet has a used 51 four-door fleet line with no radio to distract you. $9.45.
This is the Snake River Gazette with Keith Warnock.
The Snake River Gazette is brought to you every Sunday morning and via podcast by the Dream Team at Rick Woods Insurance on 21st Street. Find another place you can get nearly 140 years of combined service from one family with one company. I love them. Rick Woods Insurance on 21st Street at rickwoodsinsurance.com and on Facebook. Now in 1956, the Gray Weblots advertising the sale of a few clunkers, as they call them. But as they say, they're transportation and they sell for a song, including 1947 Chevys, Chryslers, Fords, and Pontiacs, you pick $195 each. And then Lewiston Motor Company on Main Street, the home of the Red Hot Deals, says they're not clowning around when they say that you can get $500 off every Dodge in stock. And in 1964... Hey, there's shop foreman Lee Ostman along with Arnold Hicks working at the Lou Bell Motors Repair Shop, which opened in January of this year. And there's Howard Wood Motors at 1117 Main, Lewiston's first ever foreign car dealership. They're advertising Volkswagen panel delivery trucks. And now in the late 70s, local entrepreneur Jock Pring and his family have opened Lewis Clark Motor Company at 1005 Warner Avenue. Now it's the 80s. The Pring family has opened an additional Lewis Clark Motor Company dealership down on D Street.
Hey, let's all go to A&W. Food's more fun at A&W. We'll have a mug of root beer or maybe two or three. Pick the perfect size from the burger family. Hey, let's all go to A&W. I can taste it now.
Home, the little nest, where after work a man can rest, or take a peaceful stroll outdoors, doing little simple chores.
Weed the garden, cut the grass, paint the window, fix the glass, trim the shrubbery, grind the axe, but take it easy, dear, relax.
Oh, these little women have a way, but maybe I forgot to say, she always has my favorite brand. Carling's Black Label beer on hand.
What a happy thought, hey, Mabel, a great idea, Black Label. Nothing too good for good company, Carling's Black Label beer. The quality brew at the popular price. Enjoy the best, take our advice. Get Carling's Black Label, Carling's Black Label beer. Mabel, Black Label, Carling's Black Label beer.
And we thought it worthy of some other businesses we remember to mention them. Down the road, we'll talk more about places like Bojack's and Effie's. But for today, we remember Western Auto. Nationwide, it once had 1,800 locations. It was purchased by Sears in 1987 and sold to and rebranded by Advance Auto Parts in 1998 and is no longer. Remember Best Products? They filed for bankruptcy for the second time in September 1996 and closed all of their stores by the following February. And it began, of course, in Lewiston, we remember, as the ahead-of-its-time catalog showroom called Great Western. Gottschalk's, formerly at the Lewiston Center Mall, was founded in 1904. Bankruptcy claimed the brand in 2009, and its location at the far west end of the mall was closed. That space, of course, is now occupied by Winco. And the Idaho Department Store, Caldwell-based department store chain that we called the ID Store, was purchased by the P.N. Hirsch Division of Interco in 1966 when it had 25 stores and survived into the 80s.
The militarists in Berlin and Rome and Tokyo started this war, but the masked, angered forces of common humanity will finish it. Today, that prophecy is in the process of being fulfilled. On the Russian front, in the vast Pacific area, and into Europe.
3.5 years ago, I left Berlin by impolite request of the Nazi government. Yesterday, I went back. The city I knew is gone, rubbed out. It's the most massive work of concentrated destruction in history.
the Emperor had ordered all his armed forces, wherever they were, to halt military operations, give up their arms, and follow orders of the Allied Supreme Commander.
The President of South Vietnam announced an unconditional surrender to Viet Cong forces around the city of Saigon. It was an unconditional surrender and a unilateral ceasefire.
Today, as we celebrate our freedom, we honor each and every individual, stateside and abroad, for securing that freedom. Thank you.
This is the Snake River Gazette with Keith Warnock.
That'll do it for this edition of the Snake River Gazette. And remember, when it comes to protecting yourself and your family, a four-generation family tradition. Rick Woods Insurance on 21st Street, Lewiston, at rickwoodsinsurance.com, and on Facebook. On the next Gazette, more iconic local businesses, plus the rich legacy of the Chinese people in our area, and the indelible days of Ragtown. It's a show you won't want to miss. Mary White Romero from the Nez Perce County Historical Society, you're the best.
Download the podcast at koze.com, and hear new episodes Sunday mornings at 10 on AM 950 KOZE.